Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 64. Wow, we're already in 64, just as we started, as though it was yesterday that we started. So we're going back to our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So let's begin to say it. Let's go. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So in the previous episode, I was telling you that Matthew 4, 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I said you can feed your body, and your body will be big. And why? Because you fed it. You gave it food. So also can you feed your spirit? That's what the scripture is saying. You can feed your spirit, and your spirit will become large. Extra, extra large. Powerful. Stronger than anything you could ever imagine. Why? Because you fed it. Now the thing about food is that when you eat a banana, you eat apple, you eat spinach, you eat meat, you eat grilled pork, you eat grilled chicken, you eat a snail, you eat I don't know what you eat, but whatever you eat, when it goes into you, it digests and becomes one with your body, because the food becomes digested and it goes into your body and becomes part of your body. So your body will take it in and it will become flesh. So if I come to you and I say, please cut off a year ago, the potatoes you ate, cut it off for me because I'm expecting potatoes. Oh my goodness, I can never get potatoes from your body. It's not possible. Why? The potatoes has gone into your body and has become one with your body. In the same way, listen, in the same way, today if you are reading a scripture, 1 Peter 2:24, and you are saying, by his stripes I was healed. Or you are reading 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't know what scripture you have zeroed in on, and you are reading, and you have been saying, maybe you are having trouble in your marriage, trouble in your family, some people are speaking evil about you, you've taken a word. I don't know what scripture you are reading now, but whatever scripture you meditate on, you read, you personalize and you speak, something happens to your spirit. That word will mix up with your spirit so much so that one day when I give you a knife and I say cut off that word from your spirit, it's going to be impossible. Just as if I give you a knife and say cut off the potatoes you ate last year, the spaghetti you ate, the chicken you ate last year, the fish you ate, it's not going to be possible. I'm not going to get fish from you. I'm going to get human flesh. That's what I'm going to get. In the same way, listen, that word God has given to you, that word you read in the Bible, that word that God you felt impressed, this is God speaking to me, please don't let it go. The devil tell you it doesn't matter. It matters very much. Don't let it go. He's a liar. Because if you do not let it go, oh my God, a month from now, we will come looking for you and we will be amazed at what that word has done in your life. We'll be amazed. We'll be surprised. We will look at you and say, give me a knife and let's cut off that word from her. Give me a knife and let us cut that word off from him. Even you can even be confessing it over your child. Maybe the doctor has diagnosed your son with something, a mental disease, something. You and you say, no, this one, I don't want this one. Then you pick a word. Then you begin to speak that word over your child. You begin, I have not given birth for trouble. You begin to say that. You begin to quote. As you are quoting those scriptures, the scripture you believe, you quote, you personalize, you meditate in, you take it as though God has spoken to you personally. This is what God is saying to me today. That scripture will mix up with your spirit. And your spirit and that thing will be so mixed up that when we come and say, give us that word, what is going to come out? The word with your spirit is mixed up. We won't know. Is it your spirit or is it the word? Is it the word or your spirit? We can never tell. Both are together. Oh, are you getting blessed? Please keep listening, because God is speaking to you so strongly. It is his word. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye. Keep on listening. Come back tomorrow and listen again and again. You're so blessed. Bye.